Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations again on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
Looking back at the film, just how well did you guys play?
You know, we played well. It was just a game that there was no easy ice, and there probably wasn't a lot of grade A scoring chances both ways. They had more grade A's than us, we defended well. We felt that, you know, when they did get most of their grade A's, it was either off turnovers or small breakdowns by us in the defensive zone. But again, it was a physical game. It was a game that they're just, again, there was no easy ice, and it was like playoff hockey.
Michigan Tech, which you have said is one of the best defenses in all of college hockey, has played two more games than you, but has given up 14 more goals than you have. Is this the best statistical defense that you've had?
Yeah, absolutely, so far. And I'm not going to say it's the best defensive team we've had. It's too early for that. But, again, the proof's in the pudding from the standpoint when you want to look at statistical data. But sometimes statistics, too, Schulte, he can be misleading. And, we have our low goals against. But, you know, I still think we have to tighten up defensively at times. But, sometimes, again, you look for perfection sometimes, and that's just not going to happen.
They were in Alaska last week, then had to come back and play again this week. You did it last year. What kind of challenges did you guys have last year against Arizona State that they're probably having this week?
Well, I mean, I think the one thing that we had a non-conference series. There wasn't a lot of battery acid left, but we had a non-conference series. I mean, they've got a huge series. It's a huge series, but it's tough for them. It's not an easy turnaround to go to be in Alaska for 10 days or 12 days, whatever they were, and come back and play. It's tough. And, I know how tough it was for us to come back from Fairbanks and have to go to Mankato. You know, at least they're at home, but still, they were also there for an extra week than us.
I haven't been to a lot of places out east, but I've been to most college rinks in the West. Is this the best band in college hockey?
I think so. Wisconsin's got a good band, obviously. These guys are right up there, boy. Maine's got a good band. I'm just trying to think of places I've been to, Schulte. But this is right up there, if not the best. And it's an exciting atmosphere. It's a great rink. It's a hockey rink. When I say I don't think it's that old, maybe because, you know, it's 1970. But maybe, I guess, to some people it might be an old rink. But, it's 46, 47 years old. But every time we come back, they've done a renovation. I mean, I don't care if it's the suites one year. I don't care if it's the seats. You know, those the seats in the middle, the scoreboard, you know, it's always something, Schulte, and we always comment on that. And they're always doing something to their rink. And, of course, they've just got tremendous sight lines. The pitch of the seats are outstanding. The atmosphere is outstanding. It's loud. It's just it's a hockey rink. I always say it's Fenway Park or Wrigley Field.
More on Tom Cerutori when we return. Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, Part 2 with Coach Tom Cerutori. Early on, Tom, you had great balance in scoring. Lately, that hasn't been the case. You've also shortened the bench a little bit, though, as games get a little tighter and such. How much do you need to balance relying on the same guys to always score and still play the way that you need to?
Schulte, it's hard to get balanced scoring. Take a look at any NHL team. Take a look after four or five. There's always a dip. I mean, it's just the way it is. I don't care what sport it is. There's always going to be a dip in whatever statistical data they use. I don't care if it's baseball. I don't care if it's football. Whatever it is, there's always going to be a dip. As much as I would love to have balanced scoring, that's just typically not a reality. And, you want to get secondary scoring, there's no question. And when you do, it's just a huge shot in the arm for you, but it's difficult as well. And, actually, Schulte, we haven't shortened our bench. We've actually been increasing. I think we've been increasing our reps as far as all four lines. We've been going pretty hard, four lines, and pretty religiously. And I think that fourth line of ours has played extremely well. I think they're pretty good on the backside of the puck. But it's hard. It's hard. And you hope that those third and fourth lines can chalk up a goal for you maybe, every other game. But sometimes, again, it's easier said than done.
I've been meaning to ask you for a while. Never had time until today. What are you guys looking for on that power play breakout four wide in the drop pass to Whitey?
You just want to have possession on your entries. You just want to have possession on your entries. That's all. And they did a great job last night. They did a great job neutralizing us. They did a great job on their power play breakout against our up ice. And typically, You know, we actually neutralize the power play breakout pretty good in the neutral zone, and we force a lot of dumps and a lot of releases, and it allows us to get the first touch. But last night they did an outstanding job on us, and they were making some long passes, and we have to make some adjustments on the PK, and we had to make some adjustments on the power play breakout last night, where we just went from that, we call it a bump back. We had to you know, eliminate the bump back, and we just had to go to a double swing just to try to make sure that we had some speed on our entries. But a lot of times you got to chip it, and when you chip it, then you obviously have to get first touch, but you want to possess it if you can.
Last year Tech was called for 128 penalties. They've already been called for 113 this year. I know they've got an increase in calling some of that stuff that hadn't been called in years past, but that's a ridiculous number. How much do you need success in the power play tonight if they're going to keep taking penalties?
Well, I think we had more penalties last night than them, so what the heck? I don't know. It all depends on how the game is called. It doesn't matter with how many penalties they've had in the past. It all depends on how many penalties they're going to get tonight. And, you know, I think when you play us, there's not going to be a lot of penalties. If you take a look at both teams, we can play a highly penalized team. But we don't take a lot of penalties, and it seems to me that the game's obviously, again, there's just fewer penalties called in the game. So it's one of those things that obviously I'm not going to worry about. But if we get the opportunity, we got to get a power play goal. And, hey, they got to get a power play goal too. I mean, either team gets a power play goal last night. It's a different ball game. We extend our lead, and they obviously tie it up. So, the power play's always, plays a significant role in the game. But we'll see what happens tonight, Schulze.
Best of luck.
Thanks, pal.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.